if you're a praise and worship person and you play and you for the, it should never be out there. It should always be up there. It should always be in your heart. You, and it's not enough to know. You got to say it. I'm anointed to play for His glory. I'm anointed to play for His glory. God, give me unction. Give me the power to play for Your glory, Lord. We're going to see more signs, wonders, and miracles. You guys are anointed to be set free whenever that is Thursday night. You are anointed to be healed. Whatever's been captivating you, you're going to get set free because the anointing is here. You, Brother Hagin said, you preach it, you get it. And I'm being led by the Holy Spirit on what to preach here, and we're getting it. And it's not just for you to be free, it's you to live in this anointing. Now, I preached this at a couple places, and I know we don't have a lot of preaching time this week, so I'm going to throw this in there. And we got time, and it's not real long. But the Lord just recently gave me something. This businessman from Dallas, Texas, writes this letter, and he's real successful. I looked him up on the internet. One of the most successful businesses in the world. He said, Chip, your approach is amazing. The body of Christ needs this. And it's like a SWAT team effect coming in with shock and awe. And I was like, yeah. And that was kind of cool, you know. And then I have Mark Barclay call me. Has anybody ever heard of Mark Barclay? Y'all need to Google him. Mark Barclay was an ex-Navy SEALs Marine, and he trained Navy SEALs. He was trained to kill 5 people at one time with his bare hands. That doesn't mean he wouldn't necessarily do it. I mean, somebody shoot him, whatever, but he was trained to. And one time when he first got born again, and Brother Copeland, through his ministry, a pastor said something bad about Brother Copeland, and he broke his nose, like they said, like in 5 places or something. He just shattered it. Should have killed the guy. And Brother Copeland said, don't do that. Well, he learns, and now he's got this church in Michigan, and he's awesome. And he blessed me so much because I come out of the sports world where we're all kind of, ah! And I come into church where cricket, cricket. And I'm like, let's go. Let's get him. Let's go. And then I'm like, ah, is there any real men? Is there any real? And I thought, Paul was a real, I mean, think about what they went through and they endured. They were some real tough men. And then he came up on the stage at Brother Copeland's and started talking about it. And I was like, woo. I never met him. And he calls my house. And I like got him way up here. And it says, his office says, Mark Barclay, Pastor Dr. Mark Barclay wants to speak to you tomorrow at 1:00. Yes, sir. Tomorrow I'm by that phone. Ring, Michigan. Yes, sir. Chip Brim, Mark Barclay. Yes, sir, sir. Enough with the sir. Yes, sir. No. You want 10 push-ups? I'll give you. No. He said, God gave me a dream about you last night. And he said, Chip, you got something on you and in you that the body needs. Now lead them, and there's going to be an anointing on you to do it. He's going to give you and show you some things, and he'll do it. And he said, report back to me. Mark said, report back to him. This is all heaven. Do y'all understand that? How real this is? And he says, I want updates, this and that. He said, there's going to be signs, wonders, and miracles. There have been signs, wonders, and miracles. He said, there are going to be people that come to you, Chip, because there's going to be such miracles and signs and wonders. They're going to come up to you. They're going to say, my son was filled with, it was demon possessed. He's free. My daughter's healed. She's free. What do you need? What do you need? Anything you need, you got it. That's already happened. That man from that wrote that letter said, anything you need, television, internet, teaching-wise, supplies, I've got your back. Oh, come on. It's happening.